I'm out of here. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I'm out of here. That's a statement on the front of the Business Week magazine this past week. I'm out of here. And then it says why Microsoft is losing some key talent. And in glancing at the articles, they're written by about people who are rather outstanding and people who were brought to Microsoft and sold a bill of goods saying that this is what was going to happen and these were the things that were going to take place and this is the mental attitude of the business and this is forward-looking and really quite good. Well, these people came to Microsoft with the expectation that Microsoft was going to do it. They didn't come to Microsoft with the expectation that they had a genius and they were going to express that genius in every way they could and make themselves an expression of all that they believe they are and being it and not expect the company to do it. Now, each new idea that Microsoft comes up with or that the staff of Microsoft comes up with and they put on the market, and those people who are part of it, they feel, wow, this is great. Now, some people who are working on long-term programs don't have these things to put on the market so quickly. And they feel perhaps that they're left behind. They feel perhaps that the life has left them behind and the promises that were made of wonderful things to happen didn't happen. Well, Microsoft's not alone there. This takes place in every business in the world and in every person in the world. Every time we look to the outer for the expression of ourselves, we will find all sorts of difficulties and all sorts of things that are inhibitors to us, keeping us from doing it. Can you imagine if Edison had decided that he wouldn't work on the inventions he did? Can you imagine if the various other great thinkers decided that they weren't being paid enough or they weren't being recognized enough to do their great thinking? They were going to go someplace where they could be appreciated and utilized more completely. Well, they would be in the majority of the people who are running around looking for someone else to appreciate who they are. When we appreciate within ourselves who we are, we don't have to go running around, because wherever we go, we take who we are with us. And if we are a limited person, we take that person. If we are a person who's a loser, we take that person with us. If we are a person who's a winner, we take that person with us. Well, now, we can be a winner, a loser, anywhere we are. We can be it doing anything that we're doing. But the people who are winners are the people who love themselves, who like themselves, really truly like themselves, and they do everything for themselves. If they come up with an idea, they polish it and present it for themselves because it represents their genius. Now, they want to make sure that they protect their thought wear, they protect their mental wear, and so they patent it or they get guarantees from the company that they will receive a certain amount of money doing it and things like that. Well, the people who do that are the people who usually are the losers. Well, you say, a lot of people have done it, and they're pretty good. Well, yeah, that's true. But they are spending more of their time worrying about protecting their asset than they are about creating the beauty that's within them and letting it flow. You know, the ideas that we have at any point in our life are just babies. And the real ideas come afterwards. And if we're going to spend time taking care of the babies all the time instead of growing into the other genius that's ready to flow out of us, wow, we're going to be stifled. We're going to stay in one place. We'll stagnate. We will not grow at all. But when we take our attention and put it on being the genius we are, and living the life of the genius we are, and having the fun of the genius we are, and not think, how can we protect our assets so no one can steal it from us? Because, yes, the big stories we oftentimes hear in the news magazines are where someone is stealing another person's idea or patent. But the bigger stories that we don't hear are the stories where the person just goes on being himself and creating, and he lives in his paradise of creation. He lives in his paradise of bringing forth all the ideas and ideals within him. And he's not spending his time taking care of the little things, protecting his little patents and so forth. They say, this guy has 50 patents. Well, thrill, thrill. What has he done with any of the patents? When he has a beautiful idea, the idea is ready to blossom and grow. Patents are good, but the thing is, don't pay attention to them. Pay attention to your ideas and expand your ideas. Expand. Because this is how the absolute philosopher would look at life. He looks at life as something emerging, evolving from his own inner being, flowing out as a variety of ideas that express themselves in a variety of ways. And he feels so good about himself. He wakes up in the morning with a head full of ideas that just are bursting, waiting to be brought forth and manifested in the real world. He goes to sleep and he dreams of ideas of magic and wonder. Yes? Who's the happy person on earth? The happy person on earth is the person who's being themselves and having fun. Not the person who's always protecting himself. Oh, he may have lots of money. He may have a lot of patents. He may have a lot of things. But he's only half fulfilled. So many of us are only half fulfilled because we want to make sure that whatever effort we get paid in like manner for it. And if, rather than worrying about being paid in like manner for what we do, give our best, and we'll probably be paid more than we ever could have imagined for ourselves. The absolute philosopher thinks thoughts, knows how to think, knows how to listen to that inner voice and bring forth the universal genius that's present within each one of us. The universal genius that knows no patents, that knows no limits, that knows no stipulations and control. Yes, life is wonderful. And we are wonderful when we be our genius self all the time. Have a lovely day and know that I am my genius self all the time, and I always have fun. And no matter what there is in my world, my place is always being myself and having fun. Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.